Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundations, Episode 114, The Great Commission and Gifts, Serving from Overflow. When I think about serving others, I have to remind myself that God never intended ministry to be something I manufacture through my own strength. It is easy to fall into the trap of thinking that serving God means doing more, working harder, or trying to become more useful. But the New Covenant gives us a different picture. We don't serve in order to receive God's love. We serve because we have already received it. Jesus said, "Whoever believes in me, as the Scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." John 7:38. That picture of living water flowing outward has always spoken to me. What God is doing in us isn't meant to stop with us. His life, His grace, His love, and His goodness are meant to flow through us and touch the people around us. Paul gives us another important perspective. "For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure." Philippians 2:13. Even the desire and ability to serve are ultimately things God works in us that take some of the pressure off. I don't have to constantly ask myself, "Am I doing enough?" I can ask a better question. What is God doing in me, and how can I allow that to flow through me? I've learned that there is a big difference between serving from obligation and serving from overflow. Obligation says, "I have to do this." Overflow says, "I have received so much that I want to give." One can leave us exhausted and frustrated. The other can bring joy, even when the serving itself is difficult. Jesus modeled this perfectly. He told his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love." John 15:9. Notice the order. First, abide in his love. Then that love becomes something we live out. Jesus wasn't telling his disciples to manufacture love through effort. He was inviting them to remain connected to him. He later said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." John 15:5. That doesn't mean we are incapable of accomplishing things on our own. It means that lasting spiritual fruit doesn't come from self-effort. It comes from connection with him. That has changed the way I think about ministry. Sometimes I have been so focused on what I thought I needed to accomplish that I forgot the most important thing, staying connected to Jesus. And serving from overflow doesn't always look impressive. Sometimes it means listening when someone needs to talk. Sometimes it means encouraging someone who is discouraged, helping when nobody notices, praying for someone, or simply being present. These moments may seem small, but they can become powerful expressions of God's grace. Peter writes, "As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace." 1 Peter 4:10, we receive, and then we give. We are filled so that we can pour out. I don't want to serve because I am afraid I am not doing enough for God. I want to serve because I know how much He has already done for me. That is the beauty of serving from overflow. We don't serve to earn grace. We serve because grace has already filled us. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.